AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Epic flooding all across South Carolina.
This is a historic event. There's no doubt about it.
South Carolina Emergency Management Division spokesman Eric Rousey. The bulk of a coastal storm parked over the state for the past couple of days has brought up to 2 feet of rain, flooding cities and towns from the central part of South Carolina all the way to the coast. There have been some 50 high water rescues in the state capital, Columbia. Along the coast, several feet of rain in Georgetown. That's before several feet of water in Georgetown before high tide. Emergency Management Director Sam Hodge says roads in the town are closed.
The only people we're actually getting through are our emergency responders. We're having to move them by fire truck or higher type vehicles.
People on Bermuda are readying for Hurricane Joaquin, which could hit the island with 110 mile per hour winds, heavy rain, and strong storm surge. National Hurricane Center, in its latest advisory, says the center of Joaquin will pass just west of Bermuda this afternoon, then north of Bermuda tonight. The search for a missing 735-foot cargo ship and its 33-member crew back underway. The El Faro lost its engines on Thursday as it was being hit with 30-foot waves from the hurricane in southeastern Bahamas. Coast Guard says that a life ring from the ship was found yesterday. 83 people are known dead as searchers look for even more victims of last week's mudslide in a neighborhood outside Guatemala City. Nearly 7 inches of rain over 2 hours last night caused flash flooding around the French Riviera. At least 16 people, including some trapped in cars, a campsite, and a retirement home, are dead. AP's Angela Charlton reports French President Francois Hollande has visited.
He went to the scene of the retirement home where 3 people were killed. He has promised aid to people who lost property or stores to the flooding.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama wants to know what led to a Doctors Without Borders hospital being bombed in Kunduz, Afghanistan. AP's Josh Letterman tells us more.
President Obama is not saying that the United States carried out the airstrike that hit the hospital. He is saying that there is a full investigation into what happened and that they're looking to get to the bottom of the circumstances.
19 people were killed, and the medical group has decided to move out of the city where fighting continues between Afghan troops and the Taliban. Afghan officials say helicopter gunships opened fire after being attacked by gunmen inside the hospital complex. Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah says he is going to run for the House Speaker in a long-shot challenge to Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California. Early morning pro football as the NFL plays in London. New York Jets lead the Miami Dolphins 13-7 late in the second quarter. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.